Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, September 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is investigating a theft of an engagement ring from the Posner Park K Jewelers in Davenport, which occurred around 11:20 a.m. on Wednesday morning, September 22nd. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male around 35 to 40 years of age with dyed blonde hair worn in a low bun. If you recognize the suspect or have any information that could help in this investigation, please contact Detective Medlar at 863-236-3932 and reference case number 21-39503. Once again, that's Detective Medlar at 863-236-3932. Case is 21-39503. Your local events, in partnership with the Hardy County Ministerial Association, the Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a free barbecue for the entire community as a part of National Faith and Blue Weekend. This laid-back meet and greet would not be complete without cornhole with a cop, bounce houses, giant tic-tac-toe, face painting, and other fun games. This event is open to the public so everyone can come out and have a great time. It's at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street in Wauchula, on October 9th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office Posse Clay Shoot is also on Saturday, October 9th at Square One in Lake Placid. Enjoy a family-friendly event, fun for all ages, while raising money for the posse to help fund scholarships for graduating Hardy County seniors. Registration forms can be downloaded from hardyso.com. For questions, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Sebring and take on the Blue Streaks in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup, starting a few minutes before kickoff on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, and of our structures, is looking for a low-gauge steel framer. A valid driver's license and 3 years of metal stud framing experience are required. WD Wright Contracting is looking for a traffic controller. Requirements include drug-free status, a valid driver's license, and reliable communication. And Alan J. of Wauchula is looking for a service advisor, a Florida driver's license, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of customer service experience are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers in your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Sunny and 84, feels like 91 with the humidity, no predicted chance of rain. Shade temperature is 83, maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds northeast at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. The humidity is humid 53%, air quality is fair. Dew point 65, the cloud cover 9%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Proper nutrition for disease-damaged citrus trees is critical to maintaining productivity, so if you're interested in learning more about citrus nutrition and strategies, mark October 26th on your calendar. MorningAgClips.com reports that's when growers can attend Citrus Nutrition Day at the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred. The half-day program begins at 8:30 a.m. and runs through lunch. A new survey shows participation levels and interest in the carbon markets from ag retailers, a top source of farmer information, are not ideal. According to agrimarketing.com, the study by Axiom Marketing found 70% of retailers don't understand how to verify carbon to participate in the carbon markets. 50% say they're unsure if they'll participate, with just 8% saying the current incentive levels are enough to gain grower interest. The first carbon offsets were paid to farmers this year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says China's adherence to its commitment to buy mammoth quantities of U.S. farm exports will be a test of their place in global relations. Agriculture.com reports while China has helped commodity prices with its purchases, it is not on track to meet the goal of importing $43.6 billion worth of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products by the end of December. Through July, China has imported just over half at $23.2 billion.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. It is most important that agriculture be the point of the spear in dealing with climate change. No entity on earth is more dependent on the climate than agriculture. That was part of the statement by Chairman David Scott opening a recent House Agriculture Committee hearing on voluntary carbon markets in agriculture and forestry. Forest carbon markets help landowners earn revenue by sequestering carbon in their forests. However, private forest operators and farmers still need more information and confidence in the carbon market program. Brian Luoma is president and CEO of the Westervelt Lumber Company of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He spoke to the committee on behalf of the National Alliance of Forest Owners.
We need to continue to define what the opportunities are in this market, and supporting funding in the USDA with the FIA and the Forest Products Lab and the grant programs where we can do research and do analysis and understand better what's at play in the full life cycle analysis all the way to the built environment. There's a tremendous amount of carbon to be sequestered and stored in the forest while it's working and then moved into the built environment where it gets stored for a long time. We don't know a whole lot about how to do the accounting for that. A lot of people are working on it, but I think funding within the USDA to help us do research there will be very helpful.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. New home sales and new home prices both rose last month.
Sales of new houses advanced 1.5% in August, a larger increase than economists were expecting. It comes on the heels of a July increase. New home prices also ticked up in August. The median cost of a new house rose $400 to just under $400,000. That's more than 20% higher than a year ago. Rising prices for both new and used homes, keeping many potential buyers on the sidelines. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks finished mixed. The Dow's up 133 points to close at 34,798. The NASDAQ lost 4 points to 15,047. The S&P gained 6 to 4,455. New York oil rose 68 cents, closing at $73.98 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ken Lorman. Justin Tucker set an NFL record with a 66-yard field goal, bouncing it through off the crossbar as time expired to lift the Baltimore Ravens to a 19-17 win over the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers completed two deep passes to Devontae Adams on a last-minute drive, setting up Mason Crosby's 51-yard field goal on the final play, Green Bay over San Francisco 30-28. Elsewhere, the Chargers beat the Chiefs. In overtime, it was the Raiders over the Dolphins. The Rams bested the Buccaneers, Broncos over the Jets. Vikings beat Seattle, Saints over the Patriots, Bills, Browns, Titans, Falcons, Bengals, and Cardinals were all winners in Week 3 of NFL action. This is SRN Sports.
Your Monday night contest will have the Eagles at the Cowboys. Major League Baseball Aaron Judge doubled the go-ahead runs in to lead the New York Yankees to a 6-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox Sunday night. It was a wild card flipping three-game sweep for New York. They now own the AL wild card lead. Elsewhere, A's over the Astros 4-3. Same score, Braves beat the Padres. Dodgers blanked the Diamondbacks 3-0. Blue Jays beat the Twins. The Giants, Mariners, Rays, Royals, Rangers, Pirates over the Phillies, Reds, Brewers, Cardinals, and White Sox were your winners. Denny Hamlin a winner. He earned his first career victory at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway Sunday night. And the top U.S. golfers beat the European team and won the Ryder Cup. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or always online at fmbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: the air compressor at the gas station used to be free to use, but now it's $1.50 to use. That's inflation for you. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.